African Tourism Board makes headlines in Russia. Despite international sanctions, Russia has been moving forward with travel and tourism like there are no issues in the Russian Federation. Roscongress, a socially oriented non-financial development institution and a major organizer of nationwide and international conventions, exhibitions, and business, public, youth, sporting, and cultural events, is currently conducting the Let's Travel Russian Tourism Forum. Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, said, "In recent years, the foundation has grown into a major, high-profile organization, gaining recognition as an effective organizer of some of the most important conventions and exhibitions, both in Russia and beyond. African Tourism Board at the Let's Travel Russia Forum. The African Tourism Board delegation, under the leadership of its chairman Cuthbert Nkube, arrived in Moscow yesterday and has been received well by the organizers. Peaceful in Moscow," Cuthbert Nkube said, "It's very peaceful here in Moscow, life is very normal." According to travel and tourism statistics, a record number of citizens from countries such as Iran, UAE, Saudi Arabia, and India were allowed into Russia without complicated visa requirements. This is the same for Russian tourists seen in many parts of the world, including African and Asian countries, and even NATO member Turkey is welcoming big spenders visiting from Russia. This has, however, drastically brought to a standstill for EU countries, the US and Canada. Russia needs to adjust to this and is trying hard to do so. The African Tourism Board signed a historic memorandum of understanding to foster collaboration and growth between Africa and Russia. In a landmark moment for the tourism industry, the African Tourism Board, ATB, and Roscongress Foundation have signed a historic memorandum of understanding, MOU, aimed at strengthening cooperation and promoting sustainable tourism development between Russia and Africa. The signing ceremony took place at the prestigious Africa-Russia Business Forum, attended by esteemed delegates and leaders from both continents. ATB team in Moscow. Roscongress CEO Alexander Stugloff with ATB Chairman Cuthbert Nkube. ATB Chairman Cuthbert Nkube MOU signing with Alexander Stugloff, CEO Roscongress. Roscongress CEO Alexander Stugloff with ATB Chairman Cuthbert Nkube. Key objectives of the MOU: enhance cultural exchange and understanding. The MOU seeks to foster deeper cultural connections between Russia and Africa, promoting mutual respect and appreciation through tourism. Promote mutual tourism investment opportunities. Both parties will work together to create and promote investment opportunities in the tourism sectors of Russia and Africa. Develop joint tourism projects and initiatives. The agreement includes plans to develop and implement joint tourism projects that will benefit both regions. Share best practices and expertise. The collaboration will involve the exchange of knowledge and expertise to improve tourism practices and policies. Foster people-to-people diplomacy. The MOU aims to build stronger personal and professional relationships between the citizens of Russia and Africa through various tourism initiatives. This MOU marks a significant milestone in our quest to unite Africa and Russia through tourism and investment. We are excited about the potential of this partnership to drive economic growth, create jobs, and facilitate cultural exchange. Together, we can achieve remarkable progress for our continents and contribute to global economic development. We look forward to a fruitful partnership that will benefit our regions and create a strong foundation for future cooperation. Cuthbert Nkube, Executive Chairman of the African Tourism Board. The ATB and their Russian counterparts will establish a joint committee to ensure the effective implementation of the MOU's objectives. This committee will focus on creating a robust framework for ongoing collaboration, ensuring that the partnership yields tangible benefits for both regions. Cuthbert Nkube added, "This partnership paves the way for a new era of tourism collaboration between Africa and Russia, driving economic growth, job creation, and cultural exchange. By working together, we can unlock new opportunities and create a more interconnected and prosperous world." The African Tourism Board is committed to promoting sustainable tourism development and fostering international partnerships that enhance the socio-economic well-being of African nations. This historic agreement with Russian tourism underscores the ATB's dedication to building bridges between continents and creating a more vibrant and inclusive global tourism industry. the African Tourism Board is a leading organization dedicated to the promotion and development of tourism across the African continent. Through strategic partnerships and initiatives, the ATB aims to enhance the tourism sector's contribution to sustainable development and economic growth in Africa. ATB founding chairman Jürgen Steinmetz word of congratulations and caution. Congratulations, Cuthbert, to this success for the African Tourism Board. I like to emphasize tourism must be a business promoting peace, cultural understanding, and most importantly people-to-people communication. Tourism is also a business millions in this world rely on. In this context, this cooperation between the African Tourism Board and Russia is important not only from a people-to-people perspective but also to create additional tourism business for Africa. As the founding chairman of this expanding association, I like to caution, however, the danger such an agreement can pose as a political propaganda tool. Russia was expelled from UN tourism for exactly this reason. Major Western tourism companies, such as Marriott, Accor, and Hyatt, pulled out of the Russian market, but are expanding rapidly in Africa. African tourism relies on a global balance of visitors. From a revenue perspective, visitors from Europe and North America are still the driving force for revenue in Africa. It's also important for Africa to retain ownership and control of its tourism and aviation sector. It's important to consider this when implementing further policies and cooperation and ensure such agreements will benefit and not disturb involved parties. Jürgen Steinmetz, founding chairman African Tourism Board, and chair World Tourism Network. iturbonews.com